This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle. All Blessings and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Welcome to the show. Boy, how's that? All in one breath. This breathing thing when you're on radio. You got to get it down, you know. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't. And sometimes you can. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, and we're covering it wall to wall right now on Agenda 21 Radio. It is that day, of course, which we can take some privileges. And those privileges can be, such as, going from news source to news source to news source to news source. And we do that here on Agenda 21 Radio quite liberally, and we'll also tap in to some of our own news stories that we're covering. And, should I stay or should I go? I think we're probably going to, we're going to stay and stick it out. We might even drop some real zingers on you. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. New California State is becoming a reality faster than you realize. 41 counties and climbing. Anyway, so we've got a lot of stuff happening with New California. Visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be playing some clips. We had a fantastic night in San Luis Obispo in Atascadero. Beautiful town, beautiful area. Love the drive. I took my little sports car. Oh, no. Yeah. Me in the road in the car. And I'll tell you, I loved it. All-wheel drive. There's nothing like with this variety. Okay, it's a Subaru. I can't say enough. I should be a walking billboard for Subaru. I have a little Subaru, and it's a fantastical car. I mean, it's fantastic. Can't say all-wheel drive, and you get them in the mountain roads with the camber, especially up here in the Sierras where you have logging going on. The roads are cambered, really cambered like a racetrack. I mean, because, you know, you got a logging truck, feature this, loaded with logs. Oh, you want a flat surface or a reverse camber, right? That spells defeat for the truck. Well, I mean, I'm not racing the truck. Defeat meaning the logs come off the truck. Yeah, so you camber the road. You get that little angle on the road. And it's like a racetrack. And a little Subaru, oh, yeah, it is a race. It's not like it is. Because you just can't help yourself. And that, I guess I'm sort of spelling out my little addiction for these sort of things. Anyway, so I had a fantastic drive in and out of that area. It was beautiful. The roads were just awesome. The weather was spectacular. And, of course, Central Coast California, there's nothing like it on the planet. There really isn't. And, well, California's just that way. Anyway, so we had a great night. It was absolutely wonderful. Met a lot of wonderful people. We have new friends all over the place now in San Luis Obispo and Atascadero in particular. And many, many thanks to the crew out there. The brand new, in less than a month, they put together a fantastic committee out there in San Luis Obispo. It's worked out. It was just incredible. And we're going to be talking more about that in a little bit later, probably in the weeks ahead, because there's going to be a whole bunch of things happening. We have a big meeting, state meeting. It's going to be tomorrow, so we got a lot of stuff to prepare for. Anyway, but I wanted to kind of just sort of touch upon this whole thing about Trump and the Trump comments that he made about Anna Manal's little clip here.
We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws...
Oh, what's going on here? Ah.
Thank you. There can be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about them.
No. We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that never happened before. And because of the weak laws...
Well, anyway, they got some little captioning going down here about how the media has, of course, totally misplayed this whole comment about the animals and all that good stuff. But, no, he made it a complete reference, and he was referencing specifically MS-13. Now, the situation, you may remember, and I'm going to try and pull this up. This whole thing, of course, I just sort of lost it last period. Oh, boy, that's the educator thing. Last hour about Trump and being fantastic that he's actually bringing this sort of thing out about gang behavior and everything, because we fought against it so long, and everybody was just calling us crazy loony and all that. That's why, you know, I'm used to the radio thing. Yeah, conspiracy theorist, yeah. You know what I'd really like about conspiracy theorist? All of you conspiracy theorists out there, we're always right. I mean, this is the thing that other people just don't get. So that's, you see, I am used to the abuse. I guess that's the point, because I was always right about the gangster thing, and always, you know, over time, people would realize that, and they go, Preston, he's right again. You know, Preston. In my ears, you know, I don't have any ears left. They're gone. They're burned. They're just gone. These are phony ears that I wear every single day. The ear, you know, so because they're burned off. I'm glad that they're burned off anyway. And you should be too. But my point is about you conspiracy theorists out there. Again, you're right. You're winning, 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 and you're right, right, right. And that's why Donald Trump listens to shows like this. He doesn't believe what he hears in the mainstream media, does he? Really? I don't think so. He, of course, doesn't believe anything he hears there, because it's not true. And this is a classic example where he made the statement about MS-13, and everybody's having a conniption fit. They're animals, and they are. And it says, well, that must mean all immigrants. Of course, that's a bunch of BS, isn't it? I mean, it really truly is. You know, a lot of people don't realize, at the State of the Union, what did Donald Trump say at the State of the Union? What did he say? The State of the Union in January.
The Union address. President Trump talked about the murder of two girls from Long Island by the notorious MS-13 gang.
Here tonight are two fathers and two mothers. They are two teenage daughters, Kayla Cuevas and Nisa Mickens, were close friends on Long Island. These two precious girls were brutally murdered while walking together in their hometown. Six members of the savage MS-13 gang have been charged with Kayla and Nisa's murders. Tonight I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other...
The murder has been used by the administration in its fight for tougher immigration policy. On September 13th, 2016, the two girls were brutally attacked next to an elementary school in Brentwood, Long Island.
One high school student found dead in this neighborhood last night on the eve...
I was in my den. I remember exactly where I was sitting. And first received a briefing sheet on it. Because the injuries were so horrific that...
Yeah, and you may remember the injuries I described. Right? We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented pillow does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AGENDA to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a four-pack with two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. That's right, save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-1999.
800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All
aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the murder of two young ladies that Donald Trump talked about in his State of the Union address. And it's kind of interesting because there's so much denial about MS-13 and everything. I kind of walked you through in the last hour, and I had another show planned. It's done. It's over. It's toast. I just can't resist this because, you know, this is a cathartic thing for me. Because my life and professional life, working and affiliating and trying to stop these monstrous, vicious animals and all the do-gooders that enable them. And I guess we're targeting the do-gooders that enable them, these vicious animals who come across the border, these vicious, vicious animals. I know they're just children. They're just 8-year-old children, and they know how to shoot a gun and kill men. And they, oh my God, they've got tattoos all over their bodies, and some of them are representative of the men that they killed. They celebrate the murder of kids, of men, and kids. You know, the barbarism most people just can't even fathom. But it's real. And when Donald Trump calls them animals, it's not good enough. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said it. Listen, I've seen it. I get it. Been around it. It's not good enough. We have to come up with more explicit terms for these animals. They're beyond animals. And what's worse, of course, are the people that trained them up to be this way. They groomed them to be this way. Very few of them come back from this abyss of life, by the way. And, of course, everybody says, well, they're not. They're just kids. Mm-hmm. They're kids. They're vicious animals, and they need to be treated like that. And we need to have that mindset because these are the vicious animals that kill innocent people. In this story, which is a PBS Frontline story about this, there's an investigator who talks about, now this happened, I would think, 2 years ago. This investigator who's talking here talks about the vicious nature of what he saw with the evidence from these gangsters. This is Timothy Sinini, former commissioner of Suffolk County PD in the 2016-2017 era. And listen to what he has to say about this.
A briefing sheet on it. Because the injuries were so horrific that the first hypothesis was that it's a motor vehicle crash, a hit and run.
The victims were Kayla Cuevas and Nisa Mickens.
They were run over by vehicles. You know, they used machetes, they used baseball bats. They took it to a level that I don't think anybody was ready for.
Their bodies were disfigured. One of them was found in the street, the other behind some homes, and there was no apparent motive other than they might belong or be friends with members of some other gang.
They were looking to settle the score with somebody. They didn't find that person, and then they encountered these girls. One of them had apparently taunted them on Facebook, and so they killed her, and they killed her friend just because she was there with her.
This set off a chain reaction because for the very first time, you're not seeing rival gang members being murdered. And that usually was what was happening. Now you have two girls viciously and senselessly beaten and murdered. And that's when the Suffolk County Police went into overdrive.
These two teenage girls, an act of savagery on this community, and they're asking for the public's help.
Relations between the immigrant community and the Suffolk County Police have long been fraught.
In announcing a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest,
getting the community's help would be challenging.
The police department in Suffolk County had created a climate of fear. People in the county who were Latino felt intimidated in going to the police. People were afraid to come forward. People said that they had been mistreated by the police, and they were very frightened that rather than take their claim seriously, they'd simply be dismissed or maybe suspected of being in a rival gang.
Four members of the MS-13 gang were charged in connection to the September slayings. Anissa Mickens and Kayla Cueva.
It would take 6 months for the police to find the suspected killers. In March, law enforcement officials announced they had found them. Among those arrested was a young Salvadoran who was one of the leaders of a local subgroup of MS-13 known as a clique. They called themselves the Westside Sailors. His name is Jairo Science, and he went by the alias Funny.
Murder, and according to law enforcement, most of the suspects arrested in these recent cases were in the country illegally.
For the past 2 years, MS-13 has been on a rampage on Long Island. Law enforcement believes there are anywhere from 200 to 400 active MS-13 members and around a dozen cliques.
Law enforcement from multiple Suffolk County gang-fighting units pledging to stand behind a suffering community of school
children. The savages who murdered Nisa and Kayla are now behind bars.
Suffolk County's police commissioner, Timothy Sini, seized the moment.
And if you're an MS-13 gang member, take a look behind me. For every person here, there's 10 more.
On Friday, four bodies found on Long Island. They appear to be linked to gang violence.
A month after the press conference, MS-13 would send their own message.
And the phone call came in from the chief of detectives in Suffolk County, and when they say four bodies, your thought process is, well, they came across four bodies, almost like a killing field. But no, that it was, they were fresh bodies was astounding.
It's now plunging communities on Long Island into fear.
The bodies were of four young men who had been lured into the woods by two girls. Mike Lopez, Justin Yevicura, Jefferson Villalobos, and Jorge Tigre were ambushed. They were hacked to death by machete, the preferred weapon of MS-13.
Okay, get my drift. Vicious animals. Now, and again, the technique. I mean, I don't know if you caught the drift there. You had the Suffolk County Sheriff come out and boldly make these pronouncements. And I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing. He doesn't get it. He still doesn't get it. I mean, this is now 2018. And they still don't get it. They still haven't really been going after these guys. My opinion? No. No. They haven't. And the East Coast is just going to continue to fry with this crap. Now Donald Trump's calling it up. But, you know, this is the naivete that's played all the time. They're being played. Where do you think that term being played comes from? MS-13 says, look, hey, Sheriff, we're in charge, man. We're in charge. We're here. You better step back, else there's going to be more. So they lure them in with girls, and the boys willfully go out into the forest, and where they're attacked with machetes and hacked to death. Four of them. Took four times to do that. The girls had working with those guys had to do that, right? Very common, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's interesting. Have you ever been out in the wilderness? I mean, I used to live in the wilderness, by the way. Oftentimes, if you have dogs, you want to protect your dogs, especially male dogs, because the coyotes, they'll send in an estrus coyote to lure out the dogs in the community. And they go where? To the rest of the coyotes who hatchet them to death with their machetes. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Report of an active shooter situation in the Houston area, and we're trying to find out what is going on right now. We're going to try and bring it to you when we get it. Early on in this, the confusion of battle, so to speak. We don't know if there actually is or has been someone that's been murdered. That's the thing. So we're going to continue on here. We're going to go ahead and play the rest of this clip so you understand what's going on about MS-13. And they've just now gotten in the face of the Suffolk County Sheriff after they were called out, and they did show this big show of force. Well, what's MS-13 do? They put it back in their face. This is how vicious these animals are. I want you to think about this. You had a standing police force. Now, you didn't see the visual on this, of course, this PBS special, but The sheriff comes out, and he's got this whole a helicopter behind him, police behind him, dozens of police officers. And he makes this big pronouncement, MS-13, we're coming after you. Wherever there's one, for every one you see here, there's 10 more behind us, blah, blah, blah. So a few days later, what does MS-13 do? They respond. Now, think about this. this is command and control. Listen, these kids who committed these crimes, they didn't know they were going to commit these crimes. Now, isn't that salient? I mean, think about it. So they come out and they take girls and lure four boys, independently, I might add, not four at one time, out into the forest, to which they're jumped by MS-13 gangsters and hacked to death with machetes, all four of them. Now, these kids, I'm telling you, I've worked with these kids. I get it. They just don't know to do that. And they don't know to coordinate with command and control. I mean, they know to be told something to do because their handlers, probably down in San Salvador or Honduras or Mexico, said this is what you do. Get it? That's an invasion, folks. When you have such command and control that creates fear in a community, it's a terroristic act. That's actually an invasion. These illegal foreign nationals are being foot soldiered. All they need is a cell phone to be told what to do, and they'll do it. You see, MS-13, they're the kids that are trained to assassinate politicians. That's their job. They are trained to assassinate politicians. Now, so the people that are behind them understand how to break down our society. This is their army. This was a military attack against our country. You got to understand that. You got to be thinking in those terms. It was well coordinated, very sophisticated. And what MS-13 is trying to do is set up a turf for themselves. Right. No. They're working in coordination with other MS-13 around the country. Command and control coming from Central and South America and Argentina and Rome. I want you to think about that. That is command and control. I know it's kind of riveting. That's the way they roll. It is a military style operation going on.
Beaten. They were knifed. They had machetes put upon their bodies savagely.
Relatives and friends didn't know what had happened. When they received some worrying messages, they feared the worst.
Pues yo preocupada porque siempre me regresaban los mensajes, siempre me hablaba, siempre me contestaba. Y desafortunadamente ese día ella nunca me contestó.
The brother of one of the victims discovered the bodies.
He calls his father, crying, hysterical. And his father's still in the police precinct and says, "Dad, I found them." He's dead. They're dead.
A week after the four young men were murdered, President Trump tweeted about MS-13 for the first time.
I'm talking about illegal immigrants that were here that caused tremendous crime, that have murdered people, raped people, horrible things have happened. They're getting the hell out or they're going to prison. And so
Trump and other top officials from his administration amplified the message.
We're going after them. We are not going to allow them to take over a block, a corner of our communities and terrorize people with this violence. They use machetes.
They're utterly without laws, conscience, or respect for human life. They take
the last very weak administration allowed thousands and thousands of gang members to cross our borders and enter into our communities where they wreaked havoc on our citizens.
I knew. They were going to capitalize on a narrative they've been promoting the entire election to sow division among the people of this country.
We've seen the horrible assaults and many killings all over Long Island, where I grew up.
I knew that they were going to use this particular case to fuel that narrative. And that's exactly what happened.
We're sending them the hell out of our country. We're sending them back home where they belong.
Okay, so the guy you heard there was an apologist for the gangsters. They don't give us his name. But that guy that you heard just a second ago speaking about, I knew they were going to use this narrative. He is MS-13. This is the face. This is an adult face up here in this country as the apologist, not the apologist, but the protector of MS-13.
Where I grew up.
I knew that they were going to use this particular case to fuel.
By the way, he's not named anywhere in this clip. He doesn't have a name across the screen. Nothing. This is one of the characters. It's like I described to you about the two women that were school administrators I worked with. This is that guy. He's the same thing. Trying to protect them in some way. He's using the media in a general fashion to do it, but this is how they work. He's not here to help the immigrants. No, this guy's not. He doesn't. Hey, he's not here to help the immigrant community. Are you kidding me? He's here to protect the interests of MS-13 gangsters and the whole cartel and the whole establishment of the war front. That's what he's here for. Nobody in their mind would be follow along with this, would they? No, not this guy, though. He's out in front with the media. He's on PBS. And PBS is going along with it. This guy should never be on, yet PBS goes along with it. They think he's just swell.
That narrative. And that's exactly what happened.
We're sending them the hell out of our country. We're sending them...
That narrative, that's exactly what happened. What should happen is that guy go to jail. He's as big a problem with MS-13 as anybody. Because he works for them. I'm just saying. Well, I'm going to come back and look more into this so-called school shooting that's going on that we've been getting information on. Santa Fe High School. I thought we've heard from them before. Could be. I don't know what the deal is there. But supposedly many fatalities is what we were hearing. So we're going to check that out anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. The music is here already. I can't believe it. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, a reality that is here and now and ready to go. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The left turns Trump's animal comments into controversy. The deniers, the protectors, and the enablers are all here because there are a lot of people that are paid off by the cartels or have some relationship with them, and hence MS-13. And of course, they're easy to blame Trump, right? They definitely want to blame Trump for everything. So guess what? They're doing it. They've been doing it. Of course, it's blowing up in their faces because we, and to many of the news conservative news outlets, are actually doing a pretty good job, if you will, of turning it against them, turning it on their heels, which I think is admirable, very admirable. Something to finally, you know, realize is something that we can do something about this. When these kind of things, you know, crop up, we can stop them, as we should. We should stop them. We should stop them at all cost. When these kind of concerns about gangsters come up, our president is 100% right, and much to the disdain of those that would enable these folks. That's what we're talking about.
Enrique Acevedo is an anchor for Univision. He joins us now. Enrique, you seem like a reasonable person. How did you wind up with the group and the media defending MS-13? Did you ever think you'd be there?
I don't think any human being is an animal talker, but I'm not here to defend criminals, nor should anyone else. If you're for law and order, I don't think degrading anyone to less than human serves that purpose. You would expect the President of the United States to speak to our highest ideals and not just our worst instincts.
So let's just to put this in some context, here are a couple recent headlines about MS-13. MS-13 gang stabbed man 100 times, decapitated him, and ripped out his heart, police say. MS-13 beat sex traffic girl with a bat 28 times. MS-13 members in satanic shrine kidnapped, drugged, and raped a 14-year-old Houston girl. I could go on. When you hear those people described as animals, you get offended. Why? Why would people who do that need to be defended by you? What about what Trump said sort of got you going?
I think we cannot pretend to look at this in a larger context. We cannot pretend that this is not part of a larger trend that started way before Donald Trump became president, a trend of criminalizing and dehumanizing all immigrants, not just the bad hombres. The question was about gang members who are operating inside the U.S. President Trump answered by calling those coming across the border animals.
No, look, I'm not here to defend all of Trump's views, but in this very specific case, he was asked about MS-13. He's been talking about this for more than a year, and he said they're animals. Now, you may not like the term. Maybe it's imprecise or whatever, but I find it so interesting that you rush to the defense of MS-13. Is there no one else you can defend? There are not other worthy people being attacked? You need to defend a street gang that worships Satan and beheads people? Like, do you wake up in the morning and ask yourself, like, how did I get here? I'm a decent person. Why am I defending MS-13?
I'm not sure what you mean when you say that I defended MS-13. I actually started this interview by saying I'm not here to defend any criminals.
And then you went on to defend them to say that they were dehumanized.
I'm just saying that no human being is an animal. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so dehumanizing
someone doesn't serve the purpose of law and order. It serves the purpose of chaos and lawlessness.
Okay. We're all animals, okay, just as a biological question. Maybe that the term is imprecise. Maybe you don't like it. But you're rushing to the defense, and it's not just you, it's John Harwood at the New York Times, it's the entire media establishment and the Democratic Party, is unable to admit that there are immigrants who shouldn't be here. They're horrible, they kill people, especially the poor and the vulnerable, and MS-13 is the embodiment of that.
And I think we agree on that point. There are a lot of bad apples inside the immigrant community. That's why President Trump and Jeff Sessions should work with the Hispanic community to try to root those bad apples out of the
neighborhoods. Why the Hispanic community? Wait, hold on a second. What do you mean the Hispanic community?
Federal funding from sanctuary cities so they won't report crimes and they'll be afraid of going to the police.
The Hispanic community doesn't have a monopoly on the concerns of all Americans of all colors and backgrounds, ethnicities, right, about crime. It has nothing to do with Hispanic or black or white. It's Americans don't want animals like this in the country. And again, I just ask you, why did it bother you when he said that? I just think it's kind of a weird response.
It bothered me because, you know, I think you have to put things in context, and I'll do that for you.
The context
here has to do with a larger trend, with President Trump calling Mexican immigrants rapists and then calling some white nationalists very fine people. The context here has to do with President Trump pardoning Arpaio and canceling DACA. The context here has to do with a constant conflating of immigration and criminality. When have you heard someone in the Trump administration say something positive about immigrants?
Well, I don't know.
Let's
talk about legal immigrants. He says it all the time.
First of all, they have whatever. They're not required by the Constitution to compliment immigrants. Sorry. Second, you may not agree with all of his policies, but in this, again, this specific case, he's criticizing people who are evil and are killing, once again, the poor and the defenseless. And you've been driven so crazy by Trump that you can't even accept that as true. If I attack Charles Manson as an animal, does that bother you?
Of course not. And you know what? I agree with President Trump.
Why? Because he's not an immigrant
or Hispanic? Should be deported.
Or he's white. Tucker.
What? Last year, ICE arrests were up by 30%, and the larger percentage of that increase had to do with non-criminal immigrants. So if they want to get rid of the bad hombres instead of separating families, they should focus on that.
That statistic's completely wrong on his part. Just more evidence to me, this guy from Univision is, once again, got to remember his ties back to Mexico and cartels. Because Univision, of course, gets a lot of money from the cartels. You can see where this is all going. Anyway, we're running out of time. All right. The script has been gone for the first 2 hours. We're going to try to get back on script next hour. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our agenda21radio.news.
Zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Don't forget the .news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so MS-13, I love this guy from Univision. When Tucker Carlson asked him, is it okay to call Charles Manson an animal? And he goes, yeah. But we can't do that to MS-13, who takes machetes. But Charles Manson, you know, he tortured some people, but not like this. I mean, on the level of what brutality. It's off the hook, isn't it? But that's okay, like I said, in this guy's opinion. I mean, really, at the heart of this guy, it's his race that's more important. See, he's protecting his race, La Raza, the race. He's one of those kind of guys. Now, it's interesting, but in other parts of the world, in Mexico, La Raza is a term of endearment. And so the left have hijacked that term to, of course, mean the race, being racist, bigoted, and everything. And all things that they're a very extremist leftist group across the border here in America, more so. Anyway, I'm just bringing some examples to you. Anyway, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the 51st state of the union. We're getting there. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.